6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. And of course, you know, we continue our conversation about COVID-19 and all of the things that have happened to this country as well as the rest of the world. There is somebody out there that's actually doing something about it. It's called the Former Feds Group Freedom Foundation, or the 4Fs. It's a New Jersey-based 501c3 organization comprised of former federal agents, prosecutors, lawyers, medical professionals, researchers, and volunteers from around the United States and all over the world. Many of the former feds are former because they witnessed the corruption of the most fundamental systems firsthand, subsequently became conscientious objectors. Starting in November of 2020, the 4Fs have been assisting with a suit on behalf of Americans against leading a social media monopoly, which is exactly what happened. Social media took over, censored all of us. As of October of 2021, they've begun broad-ranging efforts to save jobs and push back against unlawful pandemic policies of all stripes. We have their media director and victim liaison for the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation, Carolyn Blakeman, with us on the phone here on the Power Hour. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. What we're doing and our message really needs to get out to the American people, and I know you have a huge audience, so I really appreciate you having me on today.
You bet. Well, and of course, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, because I know that, you know, you being more than full-time as a volunteer with this group, I mean, you had to put your, have you totally put your artist and event planning aside since you took over the duties of this?
I have like one or two events here and there, but yeah, I'm working around the clock pretty much 7 days a week with the former feds. It's just such an important cause, and we've got to get our country back on track and these corrupted institutions corrected and wiped out and start over, because there's just way too many victims of this trap that Americans are falling in.
How many of the frontline doctors of America are involved in your campaign?
Well, Dr. Peter McCullough, I'm sure you've heard of him, is our president.
Oh, yeah.
So the one and only. We have a huge panel. We're building a humanity restoration panel of doctors and frontline doctors, frontline nurses, nurses from the Veterans Administration that know what's going on. They've had the courage to come forward and say what's going on. And we've created an amnesty and leniency program to encourage whistleblowers to come forward and say what they know, give full disclosure of what they know, said, or did. And when, you know, push comes to shove and investigations start, we can, advocate for amnesty for them. Because this really comes down from the higher up. But, you know, the doctors have been caught in this trap as well. Some of them have had the courage to get out of it, and some haven't, unfortunately.
Right. Well, we also understand, and I've been researching this stuff since 2020 when this first came out. March 17th, everything just seemed to come to a dead standstill. It wasn't a lucky luck of the Irish on that day for sure. 844-769-2944, the number to call if you have anything to chime in about our subject matter now. Especially the fact, and we personally know people who have died in hospitals. And I call them death camps because, you know, once your elderly parent or someone you know and love gets put in one of these hospitals, they don't want to let go because they're monetarily incentivized. Are you finding this out with all the research with these lethal hospital protocols?
Definitely. In fact, our email address, if you're a victim, is fdadeathprotocol@formerfedsgroup.org. That's where victims or families of victims can contact us and do a live interview, get their story on the record, all the facts about their case. We're building what we call the COVID-19 Humanity Betrayal Project, and it's for all those victims and vaccine injured even to get their stuff in a large searchable database for investigators and prosecutors, and to preserve the whole historical record, because we need to know what happened here and make sure it never happens again. But yeah, the hospitals, many of the victims call them death camps, and once they're in there, they're in the trap and they can't get out. And the hospitals are being incentivized to follow a certain protocol and ignore other treatments that have proven to work and that the patient's family requests, and they just get denied either by the doctors or the hospital administration or the pharmacies even.
Why did all these hospitals seem to think that they had to follow CDC guidelines instead of using common sense judgment in treating some of these patients? I mean, have you come to any conclusion on that?
I mean, I think it has a lot to do with money, a lot to do with fear of losing their jobs. But that is the million-dollar question. I mean, we've had nurses come forward and say, you know, I've ventilated 100 patients and only 10 of them live. Well, then try something else. You know, obviously that's not the right treatment plan. It's interesting to know that our founder, he was a former federal agent for 21 years, and he was in Vietnam when this whole COVID thing broke out. And he was talking with one of the doctors there, and he was hearing what was going on in the U.S., and they were saying, oh, my gosh, we're running out of ventilators. And he was thinking, oh, well, we got to get Vietnam some ventilators, and we got to get more to the United States. And one of the doctors, the Vietnamese doctor, said, well, why would you want a ventilator? That's just going to shove this down deeper in their system, and it's a blood disorder. It's a clotting issue. It's an inflammation issue. So, you know, pushing this ventilation protocol is, you know, they get a bonus for that. And it's just the wrong treatment, we found out. I mean, so many victims that I've interviewed, hundreds, just they do it in the middle of the night. They do it without their consent because they know they're being incentivized to do it. And I don't know any of them that have survived.
Well, formerfedsgroup.org, that's formerfedsgroup.org, is the website for the Former Feds Group Freedom Foundation. They're investigating all crimes related to the COVID response, censorship, and the disregard of our Bill of Rights in many areas. And they've got many interesting projects going on right now the American people are going to want to know about. And that's one of the reasons we have Carolyn Blakeman on the show, so that those of you that have been personally affected by this can chime in. The number is 844-769-2944. It is our toll-free call-in number for those of you. We've interviewed people on this show before, Carolyn, who have talked all about the fact that their loved ones, especially younger loved ones, were put in a hospital and actually killed on a morphine drip, not just because of a ventilator. It's like the hospitals. This is all they can do is just, you know, suggest that, well, we need to put them on a ventilator. We need to give them remdesivir. And we've had Dr. Brian Artis on the show, who said that remdesivir contains snake venom in the form of these protein peptides that Genentech, which was purchased by Pfizer. Are you looking at pursuing criminal charges against all these people like Albert Bourla?
Well, that is our ultimate goal, is to get justice for these victims. You know, they have a lot of attorneys won't pick up cases because it's COVID-related and they have immunity from this. But we're finding loopholes in pretty much every interview, and there are some brave attorneys that are coming forward. We're trying to take the risk and the financial risk off these attorneys, so we'll build the case for them. They don't have to spend as much time or billable hours, and we can say, here you go, you know, go do your thing. So just building as much evidence as we can. The searchable database will have, you know, thousands and thousands of people's stories and interviews, and there's so many similarities across the country. I mean, I almost can repeat what the person's going to say because I've heard it so many times in every state. So it's really sick what's going on right now, because there are, you know, much of the frontline doctors, there are early treatment and working protocols, and since when did we not treat early in any disease? I mean, it's preposterous to think that you're going to tell someone to go home until they're blue and can't breathe and then come back, then put them on a toxic drug that's been proven to be toxic in earlier studies, and then ventilate them for something that could have been treated at home early with early treatments, because they're, you know, repurposed drugs. There's no money in it. So
true.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it is. I mean, you've experienced severe grief in your own life, from what I understand.
Yes.
And was this all due to COVID?
No. I had a daughter who was killed in 1995, and that grief pretty much almost destroyed me, and it took me years and years to get my life back. And after that, I just kind of threw myself into volunteering with, you know, grief counseling and suffering, because I know, I mean, I can relate to how these people are feeling, and it was kind of just God's calling for me to help with that. And when this pandemic hit, I literally freaked out, because the thought of losing somebody else I loved, you know, they made it think, you made you, the media made you think that it was completely a death trap. You know, if you get COVID, you're going to die. So I threw myself into research trying to find a way to save my family and my husband and my loved ones. And what happened was the more I researched, the less anxiety I had about it because I realized there was early treatments that were working. I was studying different protocols from different countries, seeing what they were using, seeing who was winning the fight against this virus. And, you know, an article just came out, I think it was yesterday, from the Gateway Pundit, that said America, the most developed country in the world, has more victims of COVID than any other country. And it's not because of COVID, it's because of the hospital protocol. And, it, you know, just to think that we are the ones in first place for the most over a million victims of this, because the way that we're treating it and the, you know, the protocols coming down from these corrupted agencies and the hospital administration for money going along with it is just, it's just got to stop. You know, we've got to stop it. And there's just too many, besides the ones that have died that need justice, it's the trail of despair and lives ruined from the widows and their families and their children that are trying to, you know, get justice for the loved ones and pick their lives back up. A lot of our widows, you know, lost everything. They had a business with their husband that now they don't, you know, just really, really struggling because it happened so fast and all of a sudden, you know, there's another cough on Wednesday and in 2 weeks they're dead. It, you know, it's, and you try to get early treatments and you're denied. And when does pharmacies become the ruler of what you get and what you don't, from telling doctors they can't do something? It's, I mean, the whole system, all of our systems are just corrupted and broken down. We've got to get in there and clean house.
No doubt. 844-769-2944. If you have a story to tell, you have a willing ear on the other end here. Carolyn Blakeman is with us with formerfedsgroup.org. Is it kind of the consensus of this group that Gates, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and all of them, that this is a deliberate attempt to depopulate the world with the COVID vaccines?
I believe so. Most of us on this, I think I could probably speak for most of us. We all do. I've always been in the tinfoil hat category when you talk about this, because I've been studying Agenda 21, the UN, you know, Agenda 21 for a long time. And, you know, if you read the book Behind the Green Map by Rosa Corey, it really kind of opens your eyes about what's going on. You know, they think that we're 60 to 70% overpopulated, that we're using up the earth's resources, and, you know, getting rid of the elderly, such as in nursing homes, can depopulate a lot of people that they think they're just using up, you know, resources that they need. I've seen a pattern in my interviews that it's the elderly, the special needs or disabled, and then the young, strong husband. And I think that the young, strong husband, because that just breaks down the family. You know, you're left with single moms dependent on the government. Depression cause division in our population. You know, people, it's a hard psychological barrier to cross to realize that you can't trust your healthcare system anymore, that the media is lying to you, that your politicians are lying to you. And so it just takes courage to suck it up and say, you know what, I can't trust it anymore. I got to do my own research. I got to take care of my own family with my own common sense and find the right doctors out there. There are good doctors out there. I don't want to, you know, stomp on every doctor or nurse out there, because there are a lot of really good doctors that have come forward and come up with their own protocols. And of course, Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone and Dr. Galenko and Cole and Bartlett. I mean, just tons of them that are speaking out in, you know, Americans' behalf. But you go in the hospital, it's usually a different story.
Sure. And we also had two segments with Dr. Syed Haider, who also has a Houston phone number, and he is basically has a website, mygotodoc.com, where he's basically loading up people's medicine cabinets in advance of them catching anything. I think that this variant nonsense is totally overblown to try to keep Americans in fear, so that they basically go running off to their medical professionals, and basically that's just feeding the medical tyranny that we believe is going on in America right now. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it's just a big push to get people vaccinated. You know, when have we ever seen such a push where they're even trying to bribe people and pay them and give kids donuts and to take a vaccine that has had zero time for enough safety studies? We've seen thousands and thousands of vaccine deaths and injuries. We record those all the time. And this huge push to get everybody in the world vaccinated, it has to raise questions to people just by common sense. We have our general counsel is a brilliant Harvard attorney, and he has written up a vaccine mandate pro se template that we have on our website that anybody can use. It's a basic template. It would cost you thousands to go get an attorney to draft up. But you can print it off, fill in the blanks, and get your day in front of court, in front of a judge, to plead your case about getting the vaccine with or without an attorney. So that's a really good resource for people that are faced with that dilemma. Yesterday I interviewed somebody that her son was in the Navy, and they literally said if he didn't take the vaccine, he wasn't just going to get discharged. He was going to be court-martialed. And this is a complete stomp on our rights and, you know, making people Nuremberg codes. And, it's a complete disregard for what we want to, what happened to my body, my choice. You know, it's ridiculous that people are losing their jobs and being threatened with court-martialing and expecting our children to be taking these poisonous vaccines, that there's absolutely not enough time to know, and we've seen that they're dangerous. So I think this whole thing, killing off the unvaxxed in the hospital too, the first question they ask, you know, is the patient vaccinated? And then they write unvaxxed, unvaxxed, unvaxxed on top of every one of their chart papers. And then those are the ones that are dying. They have to keep up the narrative that it's the unvaxxed that are dying. It's really the unvaxxed that are being killed.
Right, I get that. Now, U.S. Freedom Flyers, I don't know if you're aware of them, and Lane Kavanis, who we've had on the show before, just filed a lawsuit last Friday in the Southern District of Florida in U.S. District Court against Atlas Air and their union, Flight Services International and Compass Air, and all of their various officers, basically for requiring and mandating the jab. We've had instances where pilots, it's now being documented that pilots are getting the jab, and one of them had a heart attack at Dallas Fort Worth Airport when he landed his plane full of passengers, went down on the tarmac to check out the plane, obviously, which they're required to do as part of a pre-flight check, and all of a sudden collapsed on the tarmac. Had it not been for the fact that there was an EMT and a nurse on board with a defibrillator there to shock him back three different times to get him back to life, he would have been dead. And it's all because of the fact he took the jab twice. And we don't call it a vaccine because people that put that word vaccine in their vocabulary all of a sudden come to believe that what is a gene therapy experimental drug is indeed just that. But they believe it's a vaccine and they share that idea with other people. Pretty soon you've got everybody in society, thanks to the media, talking about the fact that it's nothing more than a vaccine. It's a vaccine. We need to accept it as a vaccine. They know damn well, the government knows damn well what's going on here, and they're murdering people with this vaccine left and right. We just had somebody else that's in our personal circle of influence here, people we know. The guy was 39 years old. He just died in a hospital, and we're pretty sure he got the jab. So, you know, it's surprisingly that people that have bought into this garbage from our government, hook, line, and sinker, not only does it show us that our government can't be trusted, modern medicine can't be trusted, our doctors can't be trusted. People who have gone to their doctor has looked at the patient and said, oh, you need to get them to a hospital. This, to me, because of the fact that the government has limited the amount of liability that the pharmaceutical companies have to, you know, are exempt from, it makes me wonder whether or not if a doctor recommends an elderly patient be put in the hospital, whether or not that doctor could be held liable for medical malpractice or negligence. Are your attorneys working on those angles as well?
Yes, and well, I think we look at more as like medical battery, because I don't think it's malpractice when you know what you're doing. You know, crimes, there's statute of limitations for medical malpractice, and each state is different. But we are trying to come at the angle of crimes against humanity, because this is a mass genocide, and there is no statute of limitations on crimes against humanity. And that's exactly what's happening here. So, yeah, we're looking at every angle we can. We work with a ton of victims. We're building a task force, to a grassroots movement, to tackle this. And every one of those victims needs justice for their loved ones. And that's what we are really working towards. I think that's what we'll get eventually. It take, you know, these kind of things take time. But we need support from your viewers to join the task force. We need to just make a huge grassroots movement to say we're not standing for this anymore. I think that the medical establishment and the government just thought we were going to, you know, chalk it up. Oh, well, it's COVID. They died. It's COVID. It was a deadly disease, and roll over and keep going. But we're not North Korea. This is America. Americans fight back. We always have, and we always will. And, you know, when our country is being corrupted, we're going to take it back. And that's what exactly what our focus is, and we want to get the systems completely wiped out and start over, rebuild them up correctly, you know, clean house with the corruption and the politicians that are corrupted and the institutions of our systems, and get justice and accountability for all those lives that were just completely snuffed out and ruined because of greed and other agendas.
Okay, formerfedsgroup.org is the name of the organization. We encourage you to go check that out. Carolyn Blakeman, the media director and victim liaison for the Former Feds Group Freedom Foundation, has been with us here on this segment of the Power Hour. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for joining us. We wish you well and luck, good luck in your endeavors here to get these crimes against humanity brought to the forefront. Thank you so much for being on the Power Hour. We will be back after the short break with news and your calls after this.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, May 17, 2022, here on the Power Hour, our final segment, of course, taking your phone calls at 844-769-2944 if anything you have to contribute to the conversation. And of course, now you thought that your home was safe, but now we're understanding from Technocracy News that your house may be assigned already, without you knowing about it, a threat score. The threat score is supposed to be or going to be used by investors, real estate agents, insurance companies, bankers, and mortgage companies to charge you more or less depending on their findings. So, you know, questions that you ask yourself, is there truly an increase in the risk of wildfire destroying your home? Could it be your home was potentially destroyed in the past because of directed energy? Is it due to global warming? You know, your answers don't really matter, according to Patrick Wood. Raging New Mexico and California wildfires may offer an ominous outlook for a growing swath of America, not just in the West. Latest news out shows that a wildfire risk is increasing. They're saying it's likely due to global warming. Its destruction is becoming ever more expensive. Of the wildfires, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has tracked since 1980, 66% of the damage has been occurring within the last 5 years. Insured damage from wildfires last year alone totaled $5 billion, according to a Yale University report, marking the seventh consecutive year of insured losses above $2 billion. So you got to understand, if you've got a stick and brick house, or pier and block and pier and beam house, and it's all built of wood. Well, you heard the story about the three little pigs and what survived better. Was it the house of sticks, the house of straw, or the house of bricks? So just understand now that they're out to assign a threat score to your home. This is a company out there called First Street Foundation. House by house specificity. That's what they're doing. They're using everything from property tax data to satellite imagery and assigning a wildfire risk score that factors in construction type, roof type, weather, and exposure to natural fuels and like trees and grass. And what you're able to see from all of this is that one home might have the same probability as another in or being in a wildfire, much more susceptible to burning down depending on how the home is constructed. So your credit score is not the only thing they're going to start looking at, folks. Not a good thing. Moving along in the news and the way things are happening, the housing shortage. The White House claims, I like this when they report and put in a news story that the White House has released a new plan. Folks, there's your propaganda for you. It's BS. The White House. How do White Houses talk? I love it when these news stories, you know, remember the old slip of the tongue when the old ABC News reporters used to say news from a White Horse souse instead of a White House source? They never identify the source. Well, you know, Scarecrow wants to help close America's housing supply shortfall in 5 years. I don't see it happening. See, because these idiots up there and their economic advisors that don't know their butt from a hole in the ground seem to have a problem with statistics. They think that they can just wave their magic wand and all of a sudden our housing shortage is going to go away. Well, here's what happens. No matter what, the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index shows prices of homes up by nearly 20% in the year ending in February. How are people supposed to be able to afford a house when housing prices keep climbing? It just moves them out of the market. Oh, sure, the rich can move from California to Texas or New York and New Jersey to Florida. They can buy up all the real estate they want, and they can sell their big high-priced house to some other sucker for the same amount of money or more. They'll get into bidding wars over the stuff, and they'll move down to Florida or Texas where they can buy a house for $350,000, $400,000 and pocket all the rest of their money and live off the fat of the land, or so they think. And you see, all of these people, the low income and the middle class, who need a place to live, well, they can't afford it because now we have mortgage prices going up as well. As of March of 2021, the annual supply of new units was running about 100,000 below demand, creating a bigger and bigger shortfall according to Moody's Analytics. Well, understand also that Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch's, the three ratings companies, rated all of these securitized paper that investors were buying as AAA rated when the bonds that they were actually buying were junk. And so, you know, when Moody's and Standard & Poor's releases all this data, you kind of have to look at it with a grain of salt. These people don't know everything, but you know, what really matters is what happens when you go out and you start shopping for a home and you go on a place like Realtor.com or Zillow.com and you start looking at the price of housing, no matter where it is, and you see that the price has gone so high, there's no way you'd be able to afford it. And that's the real proof in the pudding. This Biden housing plan is intent on turning suburbs into dense areas like cities, whether residents want it or not. This is what the real plan is, folks, is they want to totally blow out the new neighborhoods and put in all of these dense populated areas surrounding all the communities that thought they were going to have peace and quiet. They're coming in with these 900 to 2,000 to 4,000 home subdivisions, and they're going to cram them all in on little eighth of an acre lot. And it's what we call zero lot lines. And they're going to make them all HOAs and let the developers come in and rip off your rights. Anybody out there had a bone to pick with an HOA? That's a homeowners association. They might even be building more condos too. Can you imagine living in a condo? And here's the one thing about condos. What are they building them out of? Because if they're building them out of lumber and your neighbor smokes and your neighbor falls asleep in their bed and catches the bed on fire with a cigarette and their apartment is below yours, which way do you think the flames are going to go? If you answered up, you are correct. That means your apartment is going to catch fire. Oh, but condominium living is where it's at because they do all the maintenance for you, really? You want to live in a condo? There's an argument just waiting to happen right here on the show, 844-769-2944. But it's all I can afford. I can get into a condo for $100,000. I can buy one in foreclosure. Are they all concrete block? Have you ever seen a 2x4 go through a concrete block in a hurricane? Those of you that want to move down to the Sunshine State, be aware of that. It's one of the reasons why I'm building a steel SIPS house. This is what I do on the side for a living, is build steel SIPS. That's structural insulated panel system. These are steel panels that basically have 26-gauge galvalum steel on both sides of a piece of EPS foam, which is expanded polystyrene. Both the steel panel, the non-formaldehyde-based glue, and the EPS foam termites don't like them. That means, like for example in Florida, there are two kinds of houses. Houses that have termites and houses that don't. Steel SIP homes don't. There's nothing there for termites to feed on. Unlike your wood home that you think is so gloriously wonderful. Chances of that being infested with termites are way greater than steel SIP's housing, which have an R insulation value of 60. Because there's no attics, only crawl spaces. You can't really put attics in a fully enclosed insulated home. There's no blown-in insulation at all. It's all inside the panel. You could drive an F-150 over the 6-inch panel they put on the roof. It's amazing how much they will hold, and they will resist a Category 5 hurricane. And why aren't they building more of these kinds of homes? Because the builders out there, Pulte and Lennar, D.R. Horton, and all these regular builders out there all rely on wood. This is their business model. They don't care how much they destroy the environment. This is what they do. It's their business model. And so when you see all these homes in a subdivision that are incomplete because a lumber supply has run into an issue, you can't get supplies. See, we haven't had that kind of a problem. We have more of a backlog in the steel SIP construction industry and the panel construction. The entire house that I just put up here in Texas, including the roof, the doors, and the windows, took 9 days to construct. It was fully enclosed on a slab in 9 days. You try doing that with a stick and brick house somewhere. And the insulation value in stick homes, R13 in the walls, R19 in the ceiling, in the attic. And you have to tie the attic down with well more wind mitigation factors. Whereas in a steel SIP home, wind mitigation factor is unnecessary because the strength is built into the house. We have a website called shopaffordablehomes.com. I don't want you to buy anything. I just want you to go there and look. Click on homes, click on the Chelsea model, and look at the guts of the interior, all steel studs. There's no termites in the house because there's no wood in the house. So if you want to go look at something, give you something to do, to see what steel SIP's construction is all about, I beg you to go take a look at that. That's worth just, you know, an hour spent just researching. We can build tiny homes out of this stuff, and I'm not saying this for my own benefit. I'm saying it for yours, because the energy efficiency in these things is well greater than anything that any of the major production builders out there are building. And who'd want a Pulte home anyway when they go in there and tear up the land, clear of it any tree, and then plant junk trees in place of that after they get the house built? These houses are thrown up, yep, very quickly. And there's so much waste in these homes, you could fill a dumpster. Anybody go dumpster diving? I'd like to hear your stories. 844-769-2944. I actually built a shed out of dumpster dived material just to test. And speaking of the cost of things going up, the average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gas in L.A. County has surpassed $6 a gallon for the first time since April 1. $6.013. Rose again on Monday to $6.03 a gallon. The average price has risen for 19 consecutive days, increasing 23.9 cents by Sunday, including 5.6 cents Saturday, the largest increase since March 19th, according to AAA and Oil Price Information Service. Paying a lot more, and you can't pay it for it with crypto, especially with all the money you lost. You ever thought about eating cultured meat? There's something for you. The CEO of Canada-based Cult Food Science says we will be the global leader in cell-based foods through investment and tech development. The only perceived problem is consumer acceptance. Nevertheless, this crowd visualizes a complete takeover of food creation for a sustainable humanity. Cultured meat. Who? Comes in a can? You ask yourself. To start, cultured meat is defined as genuine animal meat product that is created by cultivating animal cells in a controlled lab environment, eliminating the need to farm animals for food almost entirely. They won't have to do it. Cultured meat's got all the same fat, muscles, and tendons as any animal. All this can be done with little or no greenhouse gas emissions. Oh, yes, like AOC said, we don't like farting cows now, do we? And aside from the electricity you need to power the land where the process is done, who wants to see this happen? Your friend and mine, Bill Gates. You want to cuss him now? Don't buy cultured meat. It's made of the same cell types and structure found in animal tissue. The sensory and nutritional profiles are like for like. Yeah, Bill Gates thinks he's a self-proclaimed expert on everything. But according to Technocracy News, he's got a screw loose somewhere in his brain. Maybe he's been eating some of that, got himself some mad cow disease. Well, he divorced Melinda, didn't he? Maybe it was because she got sick and tired of him hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. So then we have to ask ourselves the question, why would we buy any kind of cultured meat product from somebody who could be a suspected pedophile? Yeah, Billy boy, we got your number. Science and technology behind cultured meat, really? Bioprocess design, tissue engineering, cell culture media. Wow. Sounds yummy, doesn't it? 3D bioprinting. Yeah, we can make you a steak with a 3D printer. Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, my goodness. Animal-derived ingredients. Yeah. More sustainable plant-derived options are also being explored. I see a lot of America growing a lot of things in their own gardens now. Got yourself a greenhouse yet? Got yourself a chicken coop? Got yourself a buck and three does? Now, we're going to have Marjorie Wildcraft back on the show to talk about all of this, folks, because she has come up with so many different solutions to self-sustenance, it's not even funny. It sure takes the place of cultured meat. I seriously do not feel like putting this in my stomach. Nope, not going to happen. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized booster doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. That happened today, folks. Are you going to capitulate and let your kid get jabbed or somebody you know's kid get jabbed? What, you're not going to say anything? You want to see the kid? 25% of them are all going to end up with myocarditis. That's what the stats are showing these days. See, now that they can get to your kids 5 to 11, they can get to them before they start procreating. Because until you actually get past the age of 11, you have no real sperm count. That's pretty much scientifically accepted these days. And if you don't have a sperm count, and we can eliminate the sperm count by giving you a vaccine that will literally go to the genitalia of boys and girls and sterilize them, we eliminate the entire population. There have been studies on rats to show exactly how populations can wane and shrink to zero. These population studies were done way back in the 60s. They know exactly, and I'm talking about science, they know exactly how to eliminate an entire population, and here's another good way to do it. We'll just start vaccinating everybody with a vaccine. We'll just tell them it's a vaccine, and it will give them cause to go ahead and give it to the kid, thinking they're going to protect the kid from something that they fear-mongered into the population's brain. Most of the population still hasn't gotten over the fact of there's such a thing as cognitive dissonance. But we have a solution. We have a solution to your cognitive dissonance. We'll sterilize your kid, and that's how we're going to control the population. We'll do it through the jab, and you'll be thanking us because now you have no grandchildren because these kids are all sterile and can't reproduce. I'm sure they'll thank you. Maybe with a bullet. You never know. When they find out what the real truth is, they might just come gunning for their parents. Oh, they're liberal parents that have been brainwashed by a government who they expect to help them do every little thing, including bail them out of every single financial mess they've gotten themselves into. Dave in Virginia, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hello, Dave. It's good to hear from you right there. Good show. I got kind of a question for you right there. It's I've seen these commercials on regular TV lately, right there, where you can dial this dadgum phone number right there and let them know what your address is, and they'll tell you how much your house is worth. And back in the day, right there, realtors, they're about the same way. If you want to go or sell your house, right there, a realtor will come in, they'll tell you what your house is worth. Well, I mean, back in the day, like if you had a rototiller or something like there, you didn't need it anymore, you'd put your own price on it, or on up a car you'd want to sell. Or is this a part of kind of a takeover thing here too? I mean, you know, with all the corruption that's going on, or?
Well, the take here, Dave, is that there is a move afoot by Vanguard and BlackRock to buy up as much real property through shell companies that they own. And they'll come and they'll give you $10,000 to $20,000 more in asking price for your house because they want to turn this nation into a nation of renters. Because, see, when you can control the monthly income and control the rent, and you make the government dependent on, giving you X number of dollars. You know, this is this universal basic income they keep talking about. Well, we'll just distribute the wealth and give everybody a certain stipend every month that they could just barely pay their rent. And then we can put in choke points and tell these people, okay, you either do what we say or we're going to cut off your funding and you're going to get evicted from your house. This is all, the part of the bigger picture here.
So this is a part of this kind of takeover type deal right there that's going on right now, then, you reckon?
Well, they're relying on the greed of these individual homeowners who think they can sell their property and get a mint for it. But the problem is, with home prices being up 20% from what they were last year, how are you going to take that, even that 10 to 20%, and how are you even going to find a house when you're competing with other buyers from out of state that are wealthy, that are actually bidding, $20,000 to $50,000 more than what you got for your house? And then you basically have to settle for less. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah. Dave, I will make it short here. I got one more question for you. As a busy man as what you are right there, you got to have stressful times too. What do you do to handle your stress?
Well, let's see. There are several products that we have at thepowermall.com, like Tranquil, and they're having a they're having a 50% off clearance sale, on all of this stuff. But they've got Tranquil, at the Power Mall, and that's one of the things I take on a regular basis. So there are several different things that we do to cope with stress. A lot of it. And I spend the morning right now working on lot clearing. I find exercise probably is about the best thing to accommodate stress and a fairly good diet. And here's one of the things as far as quercetin, if you've never taken that before, here's the thing. We have that. It's a high-quality plant-based vegetarian quercetin from the Power Mall. This is Now Foods, one of the recommended supplement companies, recently tested 24 quercetin brands. 20 out of the 24 were tested, found to have less than 90% of the potency listed on the label. 14 of the 24 brands had less than 50% of the labeled potency. Two of the 24 brands advertised vegetarian capsules, but were found to contain gelatin. One product had no detectable quercetin. So this is one of the reasons why we have stuff on the Power Mall, Dave, that you can go to. And a lot of them there can be used to help with the stress. I think a good diet and exercise probably will get the endorphins going, and that means less stress. That's one of the things I do. you know, is go out and just do some work. I'm going to be doing some interior painting on the house this afternoon. We want to try to get moved in by the end of the month, so I'm busy painting. So I'll be inside the closets painting the closets. That's what I do to relieve stress. Thank you so much for your call, sir. We appreciate that. Pfizer, where are we at? A peer-reviewed paper published by the Journal of the AMA concluded that immunity against the Omicron coronavirus variant fades rapidly after a second and third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. So why are we getting it? Why are you capitulating? Last month, a top FDA official said a fourth booster shot should be seen as a stopgap measure. See, let's jab everybody with as much crap as we can, this nanotechnology. Let's just keep giving everybody the jab, because if we can do that, we'll kill more people in the United States. Lord knows we have to have the population down to 92 million people by 2028, right? This is what Gates, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, everybody else wants. Well, why on earth, you know, we've got 17,000 doctors calling for an end to this COVID-19 emergency. Well, we should only just respond if we're the government and say we need, you know, another fourth set of boosters. Yeah, we got so much stuff on the email blast in your inbox. If you haven't subscribed, do so now. We have come to another close of our Power Hour episode for today. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.